Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, y'all. This is Houseguest, and I am your host, Kenzie Elizabeth. Think a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie in her 20s. We talk all about life, relationships, navigating your 20s, closing out the bars, or waking up at 5 a.m., depending on our vibe that week. Ultimately, living our best lives and figuring it out along the way. So come hang out. Sometimes I have guests on who do really cool things, some of my best friends, or it's just me and my house that I spend way too much time in. So let's get into the show. Hi, y'all. Welcome back to the show. If y'all are watching on YouTube, I kind of feel all dressed up a little bit. I look like I'm either going on the ranch or I'm starring in like a Tommy Hilfiger ad. I'm wearing the best top. I just got it from Cezanne. What all the cool girls are wearing these days, okay? They reached out recently. This is not a sponsored ad at all. I wish. Got a new package coming from them today, and I'm like, I really do think I'm from Toy Story with these boots. Okay, anyways, this episode is going to be a nice solo episode. It's kind of a mix of our old throwback, like what I've been learning episodes. I kind of need to bring those back, but I feel like I'm just constantly talking about it. I also feel like sometimes I'm just on the internet so much when it comes to like podcasting and vlogging and TikTok and stuff that I'm just like out of words to say. Like there's not a single word going through my brain. And that's kind of hard when you're a podcast host because you like need to be able to say things, you know? So anyways, today this is not one of those days. I have a lot to say. And not only do I have a lot to say, because I pretty much always have a lot to say, I have a lot to say that I actually think might be good. And hopefully you'll like one thing, okay? We're doing a little bit of a what I've been learning, 2023, recap, reflection, and kind of like into the new year. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy New Year's. Sometimes I forget to breathe when I'm talking to him, but it's the best week of the year, which is the week between Christmas and New Year's Eve. That week, like time doesn't exist. I'm either like a potato on the couch. I literally can't do anything. Or I'm like planning to run a marathon and run for president and, you know, whatever that might be. Speaking of running a marathon and running for president, my infrared sauna in real time as I'm recording this, which is earlier in December, I think that comes this week. And my infrared sauna comes and I finally get a cold plunge, like a real actual one. It is over for all of you guys. Like, not for y'all. Y'all are my people. It's over for someone else, okay? But it's not over for me, okay? I'm going to be President Martha Stewart. President Martha Stewart is entering the chat, okay? President Martha Stewart, who lives on Nancy Meyers Vineyard, who is best friends with Dolly Parton. That is actually my 2024 vision, and that's what I see for myself. I'm actually going to do an entire episode on how to 10X your life. It's a book that I'm reading, and that is like my theme in the next year. I'm already making some moves. I'm thinking things through. I'm planning, you know? So we're going to get into a lot more of like the future stuff. Probably in that episode, we are going to touch on a bunch of different things. But basically, 2024, and I feel weird saying this out loud, and I feel like I shouldn't because I do think if a guy said this, no one would bat an eye. But it is the year that we get what we want. See how I say we because I'm too scared to say it is the year that I get what I want. But that makes me feel very like conceited. And I don't know if it's like the Texan in me. What I love about Texas is that it's like a lot of really like headstrong women. Obviously, there's a lot of different things in one place. But I like the spirit of Texas. And the spirit of Texas, like, you can do anything. I'm going on a tangent. I don't know. I'm just like, if going back and why I feel awkward saying that, and I feel weird, and I don't mean it in a way that's like conceited and like self-serving. I don't feel like I should be justified that. Okay. It's the year that I get what I want. All right. That is what's happening. I sometimes, the only person that is standing in the way of you getting what you want is you. And that, it's not necessarily that I think I'm standing in the way. It's more so that I need to step aside and make room for the way. Does that make any sense? I don't know. That's what I'm thinking for the next year. Just when I'm, you know, journaling, going through my everyday. It is the year that we get what we want. And that's what we're going to figure out how to do together. I love, as y'all know, like, my idol, besides Dolly Parton and obviously Martha Stewart, but besides them, and mainly Dolly Parton, my idol, I love Ed Mylett. My dad is just like Ed Mylett. If you guys are unfamiliar with Ed Mylett, you need to go listen to his podcast or listen to him at least on the Skinny Confidential, because I feel like if you all listen to this, you'll love those episodes. But it's a lot of like how to optimize and how to better yourself and how to do all those things. And I really do love those things. I love talking about them. I just don't want this podcast to ever only be that, because I'm also like a normal girl. I think sometimes if I get too far into that aspect, it gets unhealthy for me. So those are the episodes typically that perform the best too. I feel like y'all just love them, and I just feel like we are so similar, right? Like, we have so much in common. And when I meet y'all out and about, it's all girls that I would be able to like hang out with. Like, every single one of y'all that I meet out and about, I would be friends with. You know what I mean? And I feel like we're already friends. I don't know why I'm even getting on this tangent. Oh, basically, I know that we are all the sorts of gals and guys that love to like want the biggest life imaginable. Like, we're not going to settle. We don't want to settle for like mediocrity. We want to like, and it's not in a way of like, I want to have the biggest house with the biggest cars. Like, I want to have the most full life. Like, I want to have the best relationships I can have. I want to be the best version of myself I can be. I want to be the healthiest, like, mental health wise. Like, I don't want to just go through life and like settle. Like, that is just not my vibe. You know what I mean? With that being said, I will be doing a ton of episodes on that just in the coming months. I have so many amazing guests and I'm so excited. I have a whole vision for the podcast. I feel like we've really stepped it up just already in the past like month or so. But I have so many other things that I want to do that are just adding elements to the show and like investing into this, because this is, out of anything I do career-wise, like, this is my number one. It's my favorite. It's like what I'm the most passionate about. And I also just feel like it is the most me, besides obviously like a friend of mine. So basically, we're about to 10x our life. That's what we're getting to. But before we do that, we're going to do a little bit of a reflection, if you will. I did take notes. Okay, I have my laptop here. If y'all are watching on YouTube, you really should. And if you're watching on YouTube right now, make sure that y'all subscribe. Let's do a giveaway, actually, currently. Let's do a giveaway. Let me think about this. I'm going to give away a $200 gift card to a friend of mine, which is my brand, to someone who is subscribed to the YouTube channel and watching this video. Guys, like, there's something in my throat. There's just like a lot of ailments happening these days. So anyways, I'm giving away the $200 gift card to a person who comments on the YouTube video, this podcast episode YouTube video, and is subscribed to the YouTube channel, okay? This will run for the next week. And then I will comment your Instagram and when you started listening to this podcast. So like the first episode you listened to, and then comment your Instagram so I can DM you if you won. Anyways, make sure that you're watching us on YouTube. I do feel like we're amping things up, but I'm currently dressed, like I said, like I would as a five-year-old. Just the older I get, the more Texan and girlier I become. That's really what we're getting at here, okay? The reason that I'm so focused on, like, I want to 10X my life and just, like, dream even bigger is that sometimes, I think just because I'm, like, 10 years into my career, I will feel like I've peaked, or if, like, things haven't happened yet, they're not going to happen, which is so stupid. Like, even when I think about like towns like Nashville, like they always say it's a 10-year town because a lot of artists live there for 10 years and that's when they like hit their big break. I just don't ever want to get into the mindset of like, oh, I've peaked, or oh, like, you know, it hasn't happened, so it's not going to, for as long as I live. Like, not even just right now and in the next 20 years of my career, like even when I'm like 60 or 70 years old, like, I don't know, I always want to be getting better and doing something new. And that doesn't necessarily look the same in every single like season of life. Like, obviously, maybe when I'm 70, I mean, I'll probably still be doing the podcast because I won't shut up by then. But maybe I'm not doing like a YouTube weekly vlog, you know, like it's going to look different in every single area. But I don't ever want to think that I've peaked. And really, instead of thinking like, oh, well, if it hasn't happened yet, then it hasn't happened, I'm like shifting my mindset to like, I've had the past 10 years of an incredible career, and it's only going up from here. Like, I've laid the groundwork and the foundation, and now is when I have my 10x explosive thing, which it looks different. It doesn't necessarily have to look how maybe other people would expect it to. But basically, I'm shifting my mindset. Instead of thinking in a negative, like small-minded way, I'm thinking in a positive, big-minded way. I don't even know if that's the right phrase. You guys are hopefully understanding what I'm putting down.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Eating clean and healthy, I feel like sometimes it can get boring. You get a little monotonous in your routine. At least I do. And then, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes when I'm thinking about, like, what should I make for dinner? What should I make for this week? Because on Sundays, I like to, like, plan out my meals for the week. Literally my mind goes blank. I can't think of a single thing I've ever eaten before besides, like, salmon and vegetables, right? Which is fine and great. But I like something that, like, inspires me to try something new. And that is why I love Green Chef. So eating clean should never be boring, especially during the holiday season, okay? So feel your best and satisfy your cravings with Adventurous Eats made nutritious. Discover exciting new flavors with recipes that feature certified organic fruits and vegetables, sustainably sourced seafood, and unique farm-fresh ingredients like tart cherries, truffle zest, and rainbow carrots. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating clean with dinners that work for you, not the other way around. You can feel your best this December with fresh seasonal recipes featuring certified organic fruits and vegetables, organic cage-free eggs, and sustainably sourced seafood. The best part is that they deliver everything you need to eat clean this easy way this December, so you don't have to go grocery shopping. They have everything delivered to your door, and it's already portioned out, so you're not wasting any food. So nourish your body with chef-crafted, nutritionist-approved recipes packed with clean ingredients that support your healthy lifestyle and taste great too. So go to greenchef.com/60houseguest and use code 60houseguest to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. This is the perfect time of year to get into a routine as well. So go to greenchef.com/60houseguest and use code 60houseguest to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. I love Green Chef. It actually really helped me when I was getting into cooking, especially. I learned so much. First off, it inspired me to, like, try out new recipes. I also really appreciated the instructions because they're so detailed and, like, you really can't mess them up. And I feel like over time I became a better cook because of Green Chef. And it just, like, makes it so much easier. It makes my life easier. It shows up. I don't have to, like, think about it and add another to-do for the week. It makes my life so much easier. So again, go to greenchef.com/60houseguest and use code 60houseguest to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three. Once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man, Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I discuss everything from relationships, health, wellness, business, parenting, friendships. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. Listen to all new episodes every Wednesday, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Let's talk my favorite topic, which is Macy's on 34th. I actually already have a tab open right now because I was actually buying some things the other day. And I never close out of my tabs on my laptop, apparently. But I'm going to go through some of my favorites. So my favorite pants ever are the women's pull-on wide leg pants created for Macy's. I have them in blue and black in a size small, definitely size down. I'm normally a size medium. I got them in a size small. Love those. Then they have this really cute like pink fur jacket. They have pink corduroy pants. I mean, they just have the best stuff. So if y'all are unfamiliar, Macy's all new brand on 34th was designed for and with women like you. Made for your body, your style, and whatever your day has in store. Each piece is designed to mix and match seamlessly with everything in your closet. You need a blazer to go from work to after-hour drinks, pants with the perfect amount of stretch, a statement skirt with sequins, then on 34th is your new go-to. Let's be real, sometimes just things get so busy that planning your outfit around your day can get overwhelming. It's just like another thing to add to the to-do list. When you're already overwhelmed, you're already tired, especially this time of year, it gets so crazy. So I cannot recommend checking out Macy's.com to shop on 34th now. They have the cutest stuff at the best prices. They have beautiful coats. They have cute little like pantsuit looking things. They have great blouses. They have a really cute like tweed dress. Oh, wow. I'm actually going to order that. On sale for $47.70. Guys, you have to just check them out, okay? So go to Macy's.com to shop on 34th now. Again, that is Macy's.com to shop on 34th now.
I feel like my 20s so far, okay? 20 to 22, they just simply don't count because you're actually not a real human then. I make the rules and that's what happened, okay? 23 was, as we know, a horrible year for me, okay? 23, it's very inconsistent. It's very uncertain. And I don't like either of those things. So 23, not good for me. That was really heavily documented on this podcast. Go listen. 24 was a very fun year because I'd gotten over the fact that I didn't have to figure it out and I stopped caring about things being uncertain because I realized there was literally nothing I could do about it. And I really just went to the bars a lot. I'm going to be honest with you. I had a great time. 24 was fun. But I do feel like I wasn't freaking out as much and I was more chill with not knowing. 25, my brain fully developed. Things that used to bother me, I no longer shed a tear over those. In fact, I couldn't even understand why I was ever even upset about those things. Like, ever. Like, it's really crazy. I woke up on my 24th birthday and I was a fully formed adult. Like, that is how that happened. And then I feel like at 26, I feel the most solidified that I have felt thus far in my life, which I'm really looking forward to my 30s because I feel like that's what everyone says. But I do feel like I feel a lot more solid. I am definitely in more of a nesting era, even though I feel like I'm always in a nesting era, like a homeowner era, whatever. I'm going out less. I have less FOMO. I'm returning to JOMO. And I feel just very focused and settled in my own skin. So that has been my 20s so far. And I'm sure a lot of y'all can relate to like the different areas. Your 20s are just so up in the air and so confusing and really just a mess. And everyone says that they're a mess. So I don't even like feel bad about that. Like it's something about it being a mess. I'm like, okay, you know, at least we're all in this together. Lessons that I've learned this year. I am just going to start off by saying like so much can change in a year. And I was thinking like, oh, not that much of my life has changed this year, like at all. And then I was like, wait, actually so much of my life has changed. I closed and started a new business. I rebranded the podcast. I bought an entire new house and I've been doing so many things in here. My nephew was born. Like a lot really has changed. But the craziest part about it is that going into New Year's Eve this year, I was in Europe and I had no plans of even moving. And then I found this house and then I was moving like 2 months later, which had kind of been, we've gone over the house thing, whatever. But like, I didn't know that was going to happen. That was a very exciting thing in my life. Okay. Obviously not the most relatable, not the best thing ever. I'm not saying that, but just like the, my actual life did shift and change a ton. Even just like I met one of my friends, Liz, who has been like my one of my closest friends this year and who I've spent so much time with. And we met in the summer, just like randomly. And I was like, hey, we should go get dinner. And then all of a sudden it was like, okay, besties for life. Like, you know what I mean? It's something as small as that that just makes such an impact. Like, you don't know who you're even going to meet today. You know, like you can meet like your wife, your husband today, you know, like you just never know. So I do feel like a lot did change. And I feel like it's been more of like, I've been settling in this year and that next year will be the year that like, I want things to really take off. I feel like 26 was settling in. Well, I'm still gonna be 26 next year. 2023 was settling in, and 2024, I want it to be like massive growth, you know? Okay, on to my lessons that I learned. Y'all are like a loyal podcast episode listener. The gap and the gain. We can't not mention that, okay? I know I've talked about it so much, but it genuinely was the biggest life lesson I've ever had to learn, because it is what I struggle with the most. And I quote it and I share it with people all the time. I am literally a gap, or the gap and the gain evangelist. Okay. And guess what, guys? Okay. You know how it's an author duo? By the way, if y'all don't know, The Gap and the Gain is a book, and I'm going to get into the lesson, but it's by an author duo, and the How to 10X Your Life, same author duo. Okay. That wasn't even on purpose. That was just very convenient. Yeah, I listened to like a podcast episode that one of them was doing, Dan was doing. And then I was like, I got to read this book. And here we are. We're going back to it. Okay. I did an entire solo podcast episode on this too. Highly recommend going back and listening. I read that book like 2 or 3 times. I highlighted and I took notes for y'all. Talk about spark notes. Okay. Anyways, the gap and the gain, essentially, it's the idea of living in the gain versus living in the gap. So it could have been applied to what I was saying earlier. Let's talk about what I was saying earlier about the career. I've had, you know, 10 years of my career where I started with nothing online and I've ended with where I'm at now, which is hundreds of thousands of people following me, millions of podcast downloads. Like, I think I'm at like 40 million. Let's check that while we're here, actually. 44 million YouTube views. Okay, that's what I was getting at. And I'm not saying all this stuff to like be an asshole. I'm saying this to like put it in perspective of like, I've actually done a lot, and that's like a really big feat to be proud of. Like, anything would be a big feat because you started somewhere and then you ended up somewhere else, right? So living in the gain would be that perspective of like, wow, look at what I've already done, or what we've already built, or what we already have, and like living in the gain. Living in the gap of that would be being like, oh, 44 million YouTube views. Well, I need 100 million. So then you're never happy because you're always living in what would be the gain of like what you have to gain. And I feel like in life, I'm just an overachiever. I'm an Enneagram 3, which means the achiever. Like, I, in every single personality test, I am like the outgoing overachiever. So it's hard for me, not necessarily that I like take things for granted. I really like, I wake up every morning. I really like try so hard to remind myself of like, I am the luckiest girl in the world, but I will get down on myself. And I just honestly, at the end of the day, I'm just so hard on myself. Like, I expect, talk about unrealistic expectations. Okay. I just have like the craziest expectations of myself, which have gotten me far. But also sometimes when I'm living in the gap or the gain, wait, no, when I'm living in the gap, I think I said that wrong earlier. When I'm living in the gap, basically the right way is to live in the gain. The wrong way is to live in the gap, which the gap is from like where you are to where you want to be. And the gain is from where you started to where you are. So anyways, so when I'm living in the gap is when I have a lot of anxiety and I stress out, and then I end up doing worse work. And then it's, there's this whole like psychological element of it to where you end up performing better when you're living in the gain. And they test it a lot with like sports people and whatever. So living in the gain and not the gap has been a huge thing that I have been really, really on. Also, this is more of a thought. I feel like it is energy, but it's also kind of a thought. This sparked when I just see so much negativity and hate online, or even just like hear conversations that like I'm having, like I am a part of, I'm the one speaking, that I'm having with friends, or that like overhearing conversations online, whatever it is. Like, and this sounds so cheesy and corny, and I really do sound like almost like so like motivational speaker-esque, but like, what are we putting our energy into? Like, when you are sitting there talking so much shit about someone that you've literally never met in your life, like ever, it is kind of embarrassing. And we all do it, right? Like, it can be fun sometimes when you're like in on the gossip and the drama and whatever. I'm not really talking about that. I'm more so talking about like a random girl. Like I just think about girls that I follow online that get annihilated online. It's like, I promise you the only reason that these girls specifically are getting annihilated online is because like you're jealous of them. And I'm not the person who thinks the only reason people get hate is because that people are jealous, literally at all. But just people who are like innocent and like not even doing anything. Like why put all of your energy into that, right? But even like a bigger thing of like guarding your energy. Like I am someone, I grew up in a very like emotionally reactive, tumultuous household, right? So for me, for so long, I would respond to things and like worst case scenario, or like I would just break down and things would be such a big deal. And I would like, I would react very emotionally. I would respond to things very emotionally. Now, something that I've noticed in the past couple of years of myself that I feel like that is so rare for me to respond emotionally. A good example, and this is like really where I noticed it this year. My dog Coconut, who is sitting with me, if you guys are watching on YouTube, I think you can probably see her. She had so many health issues this year. Like I woke up on March and she just like couldn't use her back legs, and she still has not regained like full use of her back legs. She does have a little bit of movement, and like we're still, I'm literally taking my dog to acupuncture, guys. Like she goes to acupuncture and physical therapy. Okay. Like, listen, I'm not the proudest to like say that, you know, like I know that's like really a lot, but when you have a dog, and I had this dog, or I got this dog when I was 18, like she is literally everything to me. It's just been really a whirlwind, but there's been so much that just gone on with her health wise. Like she's totally like healthy as far as like her like body goes besides her legs. Like she's not in any pain. She's not in whatever now, but like waking up to your dog being paralyzed, just like things like that. It's just obviously not ideal. And if you don't have a dog, I'm sure this sounds dramatic, but like when it is, especially when it's your dog, not even just your family dog, I just normally would have expected myself to crumble up and die, honestly, or just like not be able to handle it. And I handle things very calmly now. Like I am like, I'm not thinking worst case scenario. We'll get there when we'll get there. We cross that bridge when we cross that bridge. Like, and that's a lot of how my mom is. Like my mom is very calm in like very tragic things. So I do think I've actually gotten it from her also as I've gotten older. But again, it's like, what am I going to put my energy into and really guarding like my energy and honestly like guarding like my mind and my like emotions and like heart or whatever it is, like just being very, very aware of what I'm putting my energy into. Because I do think, I don't even mean energy in like a woo-woo way. I just more so mean like literally your actual energy. Like this is not worth it. It doesn't matter, you know, whatever. I also think like, even I saw a TikTok today that's like, I don't know. I see people who are like doing like motivational stuff and it's like, do it to prove them wrong. Like do it for the haters. And this is just a personal thing for me. I just would never want to do something for them. Like, why would I want to do something for them? You know what I mean? Like, I want to do it for me. Like, I just want to do it for me. I would never want to do it for them. I don't know. I think, again, it's like, I understand the sentiment and it is cool. Like, when people are awful to you and something great happens, it's like, haha, like, kind of like an F you type of thing. I get it. But, like, the core of, like, my being and what I want to do has nothing to do with them. They're not even, like, a thought in my head. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's the thing. When you're doing it for the haters, you're giving them too much energy in your head, if that makes any sense. I think you have to shift to be like, I'm doing it for myself and my younger self and, you know, maybe a more positive thing. And I don't know. I'm sure that actually really works for some people, but I just like don't want to give them literally any time of day. Like I don't want to think of them. So why would I do anything for them? You know what I mean? I don't know. Okay, a huge lesson. I mean, so many lessons that I've learned this year. If you guys are new or we're not following along or just need a refresh, I had a brand with a friend and we're still friends. I like love her. We talked earlier today, called The O-Kind. And we had wanted to do it, went to college together. We wanted to do it together. We kind of talked on and off. We finally started it. And then we ended up closing it because we basically just wanted very different things. And also I'm just in a very different place career-wise and I needed to continue to build off of the career that I've already built for the past 10 years. Like I needed to be there instead of like starting something from like ground one, like ground zero, that like didn't necessarily make sense for like the overall like business that I've already built, which is like everything that Kinsey Elizabeth, right? So we did that and I don't regret it. We learned so much. It was a great experience. And honestly, it was so amicable. Like it literally, we could not have handled it better. Like it was the best thing ever. Cannot say enough, like cannot speak highly enough of Jessica. Like it's literally nothing personal between us at all. She's been great and we're still really good friends. Like we do a lot of things together. But I do think that there was a lot of times, if I was looking back and I was more honest with myself, that I would have known that that was not the right move for me and where I was with my career. And I think I like was people pleasing. And again, it has literally nothing to do with her. Like, I wasn't people pleasing because I was like scared or she was saying something or whatever. I was just trying to find a middle ground when like I didn't need to be doing something with a middle ground. I needed to be doing something that like made more sense for me. I don't know. There's just like a lot of things that I'm like looking back on and I feel like I've learned, but stopping and adjusting when you know, right? And it was her idea to start with, but she basically like handed me like a silver platter as far as like, this is actually like the best way that we can handle this. This is the best way that this could go. And I can finally do what I really want to do, which, you know, enter a friend of mine, which is like my home and hosting brand, which is so me. And it's something I'm so passionate about. I'm so excited about. And I just know like, this is really what I've like always wanted to do. I've always wanted to have a line of something. And this is just the line that makes sense. Like, we have our recipe journals. We have our dinner cards. Like, we've been open, I think I launched in September, end of September. So we've been open like 2 or 3 months and I've already sold like probably more than we've ever sold on the Oakine, honestly. Like, it's just because it's the right fit. And I'm like listening to my intuition and like knowing what I needed to do and actually doing it was the right thing for me to do. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I was people pleasing and I wasn't trusting myself, honestly, at all. And I really needed to do that in order to build the business and the brand that I wanted. Also, I am very proud of myself because I feel like a lot of people would be way too afraid of failure. And I was at points. That's why I was too afraid to even like bring the conversation up, like in quote failure, whatever. I don't even view it as a failure really genuinely at all. But I feel like it's so much easier to either stay in something or to just be like, oh, whatever. Or because this didn't work out, I'm not going to try something new. I don't know. I just think like I really am proud of myself for being like, okay, like this is not what I want to do. This doesn't make sense for us. We are keeping our friendship and it's like going really well. And I'm going to adjust and do my own thing that I really want to do. Literally 12 hours later, I like knew I was starting a new brand and like had the idea and the vision. I didn't know like maybe logistically what we were doing between two businesses, but I knew within 12 hours that I was doing a home and hosting brand because it's what I had been wanting to do for so long. And I'd already been working on like mocking up stuff and whatever before that I'd already wanted to launch. So trusting yourself is huge. Not people pleasing a business. Really listening, again, trusting yourself, listening to your intuition. But I just wasn't doing that. And I needed to. And then being able to adjust and like roll with the punches and figure things out. That's like half a business anyway so far for me. And I'm so glad I did it. And it's been literally like the best thing ever. We have really cool like collabs coming out in the next year. I'm wanting to do like dinner parties where y'all can buy tickets and we can have dinner parties. So stay tuned. I'm already like have one that's pretty much, I don't want to jinx it. I don't know. Okay. In real time as I'm recording this, but we do have things coming, especially for my Dallas girls. Anyways, yeah. And also just like doing all of it like myself. Like, this is what I'm saying. I feel like I'm so hard on myself. And then I think about the fact that I literally stopped and started and built a brand from like ground up this year. You know what I mean? Next one. If someone has to convince you to like them, you didn't like them for a reason, okay? Period. Someone has to convince you to give them a chance. You didn't give them a chance for a reason. Like, I feel like I have constantly been in cycles where it's like, I'm friends with a guy for like 2 years. They're into me and then they like finally weasel their way in. And there's been some people who that ended up being the right thing. And it just like grew at different times. I mean, even things that have gone on this year, it's not even necessarily that it's always bad, but I just feel like sometimes your gut intuition was right at first. And there's been other cases where things have just grown on me and made sense and it worked out and we just like kind of grew together and whatever. But I do think there's something to say that if like someone has to beg you, literally beg you to give them a chance, you probably just shouldn't. You know what I mean? Also, with that being said, in dating, like listen to your body. I specifically, even this year, had an experience where it was like a guy was coming to visit me and I got sick the night before, right? I was never sick. I was totally fine. Up until that point, I didn't even feel anxious. I felt totally fine about everything. I literally was like physically sick. I was so sick the entire time he was here. And like my body, like, I don't even want to like get too much into this, but like, you literally like your like my body will like not allow me to like even like hook up with someone, honestly, if because it knew that I wasn't safe with this person at all. And so I like, your body will tell you, it'll tense up, it'll make you feel some type of way. Like I couldn't even describe like the way that I felt that week. I could not even describe it to you because I never felt that much of a, like a negative pull. And that could also be like my own things I need to work for towards and stuff. But I do think there's something to be said about trusting and listening to your body. Okay, that sounds so annoying. Listen to your body. But like trusting and listening to your body in terms of dating. I even think about another guy that I dated not this year. And I had a constant steady stream of anxiety running through my veins for the entirety of the relationship. There was not a single moment where I did not feel anxious. And I would always blame it on myself and be like, anxious attachment type, like that's on me. Like I need to get over this. And like, no, like sometimes your body is telling you that you are not safe with someone, right? So I feel like my experience in this past year was actually my body telling me that I wasn't safe and that this person wasn't like to be trusted, if that makes any sense, which ended up being the case. So listen to your body, okay? Oh, okay. This is moving on. And this, I won't say that this is a lesson learned because I didn't really have anything. I didn't experience like real heartbreak this year, but it's just something that I've been able to put into words that I wanted to share in the podcast because this is how I felt about heartbreaks and breakups for the past couple of years. And I also think this can be applied to so many different things in life. Just as far as moving on, it doesn't always have to be heartbreak or breakups or whatever, but we're going to look at it from like a lens of breaking up just because it's an easier way to describe this. Okay. So when going through a heartbreak and we're trying to move on and get over it, I feel like so often we try to go from love to hate, thinking that like, oh, if I hate this person, then I'll be over them, which no, that's not how that works. The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is apathy. It's to not care at all, right? And when you have a very strong emotionally like charged emotion, such as love, it's also easier to channel that into hate because it is another greatly charged emotion, right? So they're both heightened emotions just on different ends, right? But what you really want is you want to feel apathetic, okay? Like I had a guy text me recently and I was thinking about this and it was something about like, oh, I'm sure you hate me or whatever. And I was like, I don't hate you. I just don't think of you, you know? And like, that sounds really harsh, but that is really the goal. And I didn't even mean that in a rude way. It was just like, it's not even like on my mind. It's not even something that I like care about. But that's how you know you're truly over a situation is when there's really not heightened emotions, right? So the goal is apathy in order to actually move on and get over someone. And in order to get to this point, it is actually very difficult. But you have to be very smart. And this is why I'm almost like a crazy like guard dog for myself, even in breakups, because I am so cautious of not growing to hate the person. I never want to get there because once you hate them, it's so much harder to get over them in the long run. So even when like friends are talking shit or doing something, whatever, like give yourself a couple days, sure. But like in the long run, I think it's helpful in a way to be like, oh, I recognize their negative qualities. But I also think that when you're harping on them or really just like talking shit to talk shit, what you're doing is giving that person more energy and you're actually just building more emotions towards them as you're speaking about it, right? I'm like a really crazy person with this though. Like I will say like, it's very, I don't know. It sounds really annoying and like unrealistic, but I really am this way because I'm so focused on getting over this as fast as humanly possible because I hate feeling this way. So I like really don't even talk shit. Like even if my friends are doing it, I don't partake. I just am like, I almost like emotionally like remove myself from the situation, but I really guard like my heart, my mind, and my spirit. And it sounds so stupid, but I'm so protective of it because I know myself and I know it is the only way to actually get from like point A to point B getting over it. But ultimately, I feel like we are trying to get over things the wrong way. In order to actually get over something, we have to become completely apathetic to it. Also, there is the two-week rule, which is just inevitable, okay? The two-week rule is that even if you end on good terms, give a man 2 weeks and he's gonna fuck it up, okay? He's going to do something that's going to make you angry or that's going to be bad or that's going to kind of like fuck you over every single time without fail. So even to the ones that are going through a breakup and they're like, oh, like, I'm so sad, like there's nothing wrong with him, whatever, give him time. You know, just give it a little second because I promise you it's probably going to happen. And if it doesn't, like, congratulations, you dated someone great and you'll find someone even better because it really is rare. And also in all seriousness, like I am like kind of kidding as I say that. I think in the breakup period, people's emotions are all over the place, and they end up doing things that they wouldn't otherwise do, and they make dumb decisions, and everyone makes a mistake, everyone messes up, everyone, you know, whatever. But it's kind of convenient because it makes it easier to like get over them. But I don't want that to be confused with hating them. It's just that like they're showing you who you are. Like you can see someone's character and like true colors come out and not hate them. You can just be like, oh, noted. Like I was wrong about you. Or not even, it doesn't even have to be that they suck at all. It could just be like this. And honestly, more often than not, like, well, I don't know. I don't want to say more often than not, but oftentimes like things just don't work out because you're just not the right match for each other. And I think when those things are shown too, it's like, oh, this wouldn't have worked out anyways. You know what I mean? So again, the goal is apathy. Okay, so I have some 2023 reflection questions that I think we all should do in our journal. I'm going to go through them very quickly. We'll put them on the Instagram. They're kind of like conversation starters as well. So it says, what word or phrase would you use to sum up the year? I would say settling in. I think that, you know, even moving into this house, but I feel like I'm settling into myself. I'm settling into my space, into like my next chapter of my 20s. Like I feel like 26 has been like a marker year for like, I'm kind of like getting off like my earlier mid-20s where I was more wild. Not that I'm not wild ever. Honestly, I'm really not wild ever anymore. I should like get on that. But yeah, I just feel like this has been like a very slow shift. Like it wasn't sudden. It's just been a slow shift of settling. And even like as small as like rebranding the podcast and like changing the business and doing all those things, I feel like it's been a lot of settling in. What was the highlight of the year? Overall highlight, like I'm just thinking like something that's like lasted throughout the year has been designing and creating my dream home because it is like everything I could ever possibly want. But I'm such a house person. Like it's so much more to me than like somewhere that I live. I also work here, but it's just like all of my like passions in one. Like I love cooking. I love like gardening. I love all those things. I'm working on my garden now. Like I love home design. I love everything here. So it's been like a lot of fun to have those projects too. Okay. Best memory of the year. My nephew being born, and also I watched my niece the night before my nephew was born, which is very full circle because my aunt and my cousins that y'all see me post with all the time, they watched me as my little brother was born, and they like took us to the hospital and did all these things, and so it was cute. So I basically got to do that with Sophie and like take her to the hospital, and I was the first one in our family to like see him outside of obviously their immediate family. But it was just like such a magical time. Like we just had the best time, and obviously that's something that like we'll remember forever. But really, a lot of my life is really about my like niece and nephew. Okay, what did you accomplish? Started an entire brand, rebranded the podcast. I also want to say that like, I know I've talked a lot about this on the podcast, but like, I hate talking about that. Like, it makes me feel awkward, but I'm trying to get better about being able to say those things. Just like I was getting better about saying this is the year that I get what I want. You know the TikTok that's like, I'm 26, I'm turning 26. Like, that's how I feel about that. What are you most proud of? I think I'm the most proud of myself and how I've grown, and I'm heading into a new direction, and I've dealt with a lot of things that have really been left a lot of things in my life up in the air this year and a lot of change, and I feel like I've handled it well. Did I learn something new about myself? I feel like I've been guarding my energy more than I ever have before, but also I really think I've learned, yeah, I guess guarding my energy, because even with like the coconut stuff and like the health issues and stuff, I'm just able to like stay calm and not have it derail my entire life. I'm able to like be emotionally mature about it, if that makes any sense, where I wasn't always. Okay, what did you do to break out of your comfort zone? I've been wanting to rebrand this podcast for literally the longest time. I feel like a lot of my answers are the same. Sorry, guys. I've been wanting to rebrand my podcast for the longest time, and I finally did it. And I feel like I've made a lot of shifts in my business that are really like way more aligned with me and that will last like forever. You know what I mean? Like they'll stand the test of time, and everything complements each other. Whereas before I felt like everything was kind of at odds, and now I feel like everything is together, which is obviously beneficial for everything. Which new habits did you adopt? I've been waiting for you guys to ask me about cold plunging this like literally entire podcast. Thanks for asking. Cold plunging is my new thing this year. I want an actual cold plunge. We're working on that. Been cold plunging in my pool, and it is 30 degrees, 34 degrees. And that has been tough. I have cold plunged before, I think. But yeah, it's been a new habit, a new thing that I've been doing. Liz got me into it. It's way easier when you have someone to do it with you. But honestly, all my disassociation skills from my childhood really served me well in cold plunging. Actually, that might defeat the purpose. Now that I'm thinking about it. Okay. Well, anyways, I do disassociate when I cold plunge. So like maybe I'm like doing it wrong. So I feel like maybe the mental element of it. I don't know. I'm just able to like not think about it and just like suck it up, you know? So let me know if that's doing anything negative to my cold plunging, because we don't want that here. Okay. What is your biggest energy suck this year? My phone. I've thought about this and it drives me crazy. I've been better lately, but working from home, especially working on your phone, like a lot of my work is on my phone. I'll just get on there, or even like eat nights in when I'm like just spending time by myself. I hate when I just lay on the couch and I'm on my phone all night. Like, oh my God, that's the worst. When I could be doing like, I don't know, reading a book, going on a walk, making a meal, like doing something that's productive or better with my time that actually leaves me feeling good, where I never feel better when I get on my phone. Like when I get off my phone, I feel worse. When I like read a book, I feel better. You know, like I just hate when I waste so much time on my phone and I am addicted. We all are addicted. Like it really is the worst. So I'm working on that this year. I want like a box to put my phone in, and I want a separate phone where I can take video, you know, so I can like still be recording things, but I don't have to like be on my phone. It's just sitting there. I'm like recording other stuff, but like my phone is actually locked up, like ball and chain locked up, you know? What do you enjoy the most this year? Being at home. Favorite hobby this year? I'm actually shocked that I didn't also put cold plunging in this, because I'm literally the most annoying person ever. But reading and horseback riding. I've been horseback riding a ton. I'm going again this week. I love it. That was like one of my things I wanted to do, I think 2 years ago. And I actually stuck with it. Like if I have a goal, this is my favorite thing about myself. If I say I'm going to do something, it happens. Like I'm doing it. And it's not because I'm like the most talented or the most capable. It's just because I will do it. Like that's just it. So yeah, I did start horseback riding, and I want that to be a way bigger part of my life this year as well, because there's just nothing that does it for me like that. Like I can't describe it. It's just like a magical experience, and it's better than like any alcohol or drug or like anything that I can do or take. It does something to me, and I feel so calm and so at ease and so myself. And I really also this year have been channeling that. I feel like that does not come across in the podcast because I'm so like, hey, what's up? Blah, 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 whatever. I've been working on building a life that feels very calm, but is fully optimized. Like I still want like end my hours, but I don't want to feel like I'm like some screaming at you entrepreneur. I want to create the actual like lifestyle that I want and that I love. So I still want things that are calm. A lot of that is my move again, because I moved to an area that's just calm and like safe, and there's a lot of like nature. So it's just better for me. I don't know. I'm like totally off topic there. What went well in your life this year and what didn't go so well? Well, I would say business rebrand. Not well, I would say my dating life. But like, who's to say? Honestly, no, I would also say that went well, because see, reframing, because it's good that I'm not with those people because they weren't the right people for me. You know what I mean? What do I want to bring forward into the next year? Again, I feel like we've talked about this, but I feel like this year is when settling in, laying in the groundwork, and the next year is going to be like crazy explosive growth in every area of my life, mainly business. Like that's like my main focus. Here's the other thing too, because I feel like when you're settling for mediocrity, you're also saying that, at least for me, I feel like that's me saying to myself that I think I'm only worth that much. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, who's to say I can't be someone with like a top podcast charting at number one? Like that would be me saying that to myself. And it's like, why do I think that? Like, because I'm only thinking that I'm worth a certain amount. Does that make any sense? Like a lot of it is like what you actually think of yourself and like reframing and negative self-talk. I'm just literally, and I'm like, and accounting, like I'm just giving you all the buzzwords right now. But yeah, I think again, like I don't want to be okay with mediocrity because I don't want myself to think that like that's all I'm worthy of, if that makes any sense. So that is it for my 2023 reflection. We're going into this next year and we're getting what we want, ladies and gentlemen. That is what this next year's theme is. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I love y'all so much. Subscribe to the channel if you guys have not already. If you guys made it this far, comment a cute little pink bow on my last Instagram post. I love you guys so much and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you all so much for listening. If you love this episode, please don't forget to leave a rating and review. It really helps the show grow. If you want to follow me behind the scenes, you can find me on Instagram or YouTube at Kinsey Elizabeth or on TikTok at Kinsey the Texan. I drop new episodes every Thursday and they're also available to watch on YouTube. Thanks so much for listening and I will talk to y'all next Thursday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.